Discussion at Monarch Wine Company, April 29th, Tuesday, New York City. In attendance were Mr. Leo Starr, General Manager and President of Monarch Wine Company, his associate, I believe his name is Mortimer, Mr. Murray Golden, Purchasing Agent and Comptroller, also Mr. Covenant, who is Production Manager and Chemist. I explained to the gentleman the general situation on Loganberries, saying that there were substantial plantings of Loganberries this year, and that in this season of 1958, Logans would be somewhat more plentiful than they were last year. However, there would probably not yet be enough to go around for everybody. I said that in 1959, the shortage would ease considerably, and by 1960, there would be sufficient Loganberries for everybody unless we had some sort of freeze troubles in the wintertime. I showed Mr. Starr the production on Loganberries over the past 12 years. He had his secretary make two copies of the acreage and the production sheets. They were very pleased to have this statistical information. Then, in the discussion that followed, we talked considerably about the possibility of concentrating Loganberries on the West Coast and shipping them into New York in a concentrate form. I told the gentleman that there was a possibility of working with the Smucker Company at Oregon City and having the Loganberries concentrated there before shipping. We went into a discussion about whether or not they could be concentrated from the fresh form, or perhaps they should be frozen first and concentrated later before they were shipped. Mr. Covenant pointed out that actually the fruit keeps better in cold storage if it is not in the concentrated form until it is ready to be shipped. Mr. Covenant did point out that there might be some problem in connection with this fruit, because to get a high quality product, the essence should certainly be recovered. However, for wine use, the essence should be redistributed back into the juice as soon as it has been concentrated, because according to federal laws, they cannot take essence into their plant and mix it there in the winery. It would be necessary to have a change in the federal law before that would be possible. I pointed out to the gentleman that I did not believe the Smucker Company was set up to redistribute the essence back into the concentrated juice after concentrating process had been completed. Mr. Leo Starr seemed to be considerably interested in the Loganberry situation, because he said they had made a considerable effort to expand the use of fruit wines other than grape in the last 3 years. Loganberry seemed to be a product that was of considerable interest to them because of the high acidity and the high flavor qualities of Loganberries. Mr. Starr said that he would be in Oregon sometime during the month of August, and at that time he would make the point to come and visit with me 1 or 2 days, and we could go over the entire Loganberry picture at that time. Mr. Starr did ask me how come that we were selling Loganberries through Mr. Lowenthal rather than Mr. Biteman. I pointed out to Mr. Starr that we had dealt somewhat with Mr. Biteman, but our original contact with their company had been through Mr. Lowenthal, and that I felt Mr. Biden was going to retire from the business in the next 2 or 3 years, and so therefore we were interested in doing business with them through Mr. Lowenthal. Mr. Starr pointed out that they would use, could use actually, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 cars of Loganberries if they were reasonably priced. I pointed out to Mr. Starr that this represented actually somewhere in the neighborhood of the total United States pack last year, and it would not be possible to get a quantity such as that for at least 2 years. Mr. Starr was very interested and said that he appreciated very much our explanation of the Loganberry picture, and he was somewhat surprised that we only had 525 acres and all the acreage was considerably larger. At this time, I did not discuss a long-term contract with Monarch Wine Company, because I was not exactly sure what their ideas were on it. However, after leaving the plant, I talked with Mr. Lowenthal on this, and he said that he might approach Mr. Starr, feel him out along these lines. And I said that probably we might work somewhere in the neighborhood of 11-cent grower price and a 16-cent frozen price, provided that we could keep the cost down, cut some corners here and there. This discussion with Lowenthal took place afterwards. However, before leaving Mr. Starr's office, I told Mr. Starr that I would write to him sometime shortly, sending him one of my cards with our letterhead, and give him any further information on the Loganberry picture. And that probably I would advise Mr. Murray Golden of the general Loganberry picture about May 15th. After leaving Mr. Starr's office, we went into Mr. Golden's office. Mr. Golden said that he had some difficulty understanding the tax picture in Oregon on fruit that he had in storage after January 1st. I told Mr. Golden that I would contact Terminal Ice, find out exactly how much fruit they had in storage on January 1st, and make out the papers for them to sign, forward them in here, and set it up so he could forward them back to Salem and close that matter. I got the general impression that they appreciated my coming to their office that day, talking the situation over with them, and giving them a fair idea of the Loganberry picture. I will be looking forward to seeing Mr. Starr sometime early in August on his visit to Portland. Monarch Wine's representative in Portland is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Bob Grayson, a football star from Stanford, who handles their distribution in the Portland area. I told the gentleman that they certainly were doing a good job in the Portland area, as I'd seen Monarch Wines in most all of the better stores. I had also heard their television and advertising and so forth, and I felt that it was a good job. They were certainly glad to hear that. End of discussion.